Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy, yesterday's gone.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about love. But the question is, are you scared of love? Having a loving relationship isn't easy for many, yet seems to come quite naturally for others. So, have you ever wondered why? Well, learning to recognize the signs of a fear of intimacy is the first place to start. So, thank you so much for joining us as we talk about love, fear, and how to step out your fear and into a more balanced sense of self. Today's commercial break brought to you by Chris DeRoy. He is author of The Courage Coming From, as well as Three Link Directory. Thank you so much today. Hello to all of my Blog Talk Radio. If you are checking out on SoundCloud, perhaps it's on Spreaker. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I know that you are going to enjoy today's episode. Why? Because we're talking about love, and who doesn't want to be in the best position to love? So, what are some things that you need to know about intimacy? And when we're talking about intimacy, we're not just talking about the sexual portion of intimacy. We're talking about the closeness that humans need to have with other human beings. One thing that we do know for sure is that loneliness is becoming pandemic in the society. That's right. It is becoming widespread. Depression is affecting more and more people, and there's something that needs to be done about it. One thing that you can do is take a look at yourself, look at what you're doing, take a look at what your friends are doing as well, and try to figure out if there are any trends that are affecting you. And yes, trends are more than just in business. It's also with what's going on in your life. So again, humans need to be connected with other human beings. And when we don't have that intimacy, it affects us sometimes in a very negative yet physical way, showing up as depression. So what are some things that you can look for? One is that you hate to sit still. You can't seem to keep your bottom seated. That's right. You would rather be a workaholic. You would rather do anything other than be still. You want to constantly be going. But a little side note to that is that it's not even about company. It's about you don't even want to be around yourself. Now, if you're not able to be comfortable in your room with yourself in a quiet environment, then perhaps you are suffering from a fear of intimacy. Behind this fear of intimacy is a fear of facing up to yourself. You're afraid of your weaknesses being exposed. So you don't want anyone to see your flaws. You don't want anyone to be able to really place a finger on what's going on with you. So you don't keep still as a way for people to not be able to really pinpoint what's going on in your world. Well, when we get back, of course, I need to take a very short break. But when we get back, we're going to talk more about what are the signs of a fear of intimacy? And do you have any of these signs? We'll be back right after this.
Go get your copy of The Courageous by the author Chris DeRoy. It's available on Amazon and other book retailers, also available in ebook and paperback edition. The Courageous is a creative nonfiction book, a personal journey in faith, and a collection of uplifting stories to motivate, uplift, and encourage. When Chris DeRoy took his next job at a technology firm, he had no idea what he was letting himself in for. He soon finds himself swimming upstream against the raging current of a modern-day corporation, its structure, and politics, just to survive. Learn more about the author and this book at the website dking1.com. That's D-K-I-N-G, the number one, .com. On one side, he has a power man manager to deal with, and on the other side, a maleficent colleague trying to make things as hard as possible. One day, he overhears them discussing killing him, and he knows his battle is just about to begin. Guided by his faith and personal strength, he tries to navigate his way through the dangerous situation. Will he find the right opportunity to get out of that toxic environment before it's too late? That remains to be seen. It is an inspiring tale that offers a glimmer of hope, encouragement, and human perseverance. Get your copy today. Again, the title is The Courageous by the author Chris DeRoy. Available at the website dking1.com, Amazon, and other book retailers in paperback and ebook edition. Your copy is waiting for you.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. So are you scared of love? I know love is something that is supposed to come quite naturally, but for many people, it doesn't. And due to some incident that has happened in their lifetime, they may have even unconsciously stepped away from love. So we're looking at some signs that you may suffer from a fear of intimacy. Number two, and these aren't in any particular order. Number two is that you are the strong one. You're the one that people turn to, but yet sometimes you have a problem turning to others. I know everyone's raising their hands. Yeah, I'm the one that people come to. They talk to me all the time. That's wonderful. That is a great attribute to possess. That is wonderful. However, if you are unable to turn to someone, if you yourself do not have a confidant, someone that you can trust with your hopes, dreams, wishes, aspirations, as well as with your fears and your shortcomings, then you're doing yourself a disservice. And again, it goes back to someone being able to expose whatever you feel that little flaw is that you possess. Well, I have a little secret to tell you. Everyone has a flaw. There is not one person on this earth that is perfect. Now, I hate to tell you, put your name here, if you think that you are perfect, but you are not. And that includes our professionals. That includes members of our government. That includes members of your church. Yes, everyone is imperfect. Everyone has something about them that doesn't quite stack up. Now, if you have a fear of intimacy, however, you have a kind of a hard time with wanting people to understand that that's something that's true about you, which leads into number three, and that is you appear perfectly put together each and every time in every situation. And listen, we know that that just isn't always true. You're going to have a bad hair day. You're going to have an off your game day. You're going to have a day where everything didn't quite turn out the way that you wanted it to. You have a day where maybe you have fat fingers and you sent out a text message or even a tweet for that man with a typo in it. So it happens. Or perhaps you went to lunch, it was a business deal, and you ended up with marinara sauce on your favorite blouse. It happens. Life happens. And there's nothing wrong if each and every time you don't happen to come in at 100%. Now, sometimes people are thinking, well, I have to present this image of perfection, or the other person's going to think that I'm a slouch, that I don't have it all together. That's not what I'm talking about. When it's business, I want you to make sure that your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted, that you work that plan. Yes, do that. I'm talking more about your friends, your family members, that person that perhaps you're dating. They should be able to see you without makeup. They should be able to see you in your old ratty sneakers and your, you haven't thrown those away yet, pair of jeans, because that shows that you're a normal, regular person, just like everyone else. Let me tell you something. Beyoncé did not wake up like that. That is taking time to put makeup on and making sure that your hair is beautiful. Now, don't get me wrong. Beyoncé is beautiful, but she also has a team. And we have to remember that celebrities that we see, they are beautiful people, but they also have a team to help keep them that way. Now, is she pretty when she wakes up in the morning? You better believe it. Thanks to a great pair of jeans, she or a great set of jeans. She's a beautiful woman, even without her makeup on. And that is the point that Alicia Keys is trying to make, is that we are beautiful. We are perfect, even without makeup on, even without all of the extras that we tend to put on, and especially we as women trying to live up to society's understanding of what it means to be beautiful. Well, little secret again, you don't have to be perfect to be beautiful. The funny thing is that most men will say is that they love our imperfections as much as they love the things that make us perfect. Well, we need to take another short break, but we'll be back right after this.
Tired of searching online? ThreeLinkDirectory.com has handpicked tens of thousands of quality links, so you don't have to spend hours searching. Find the best internet links on ThreeLink Directory. Visit ThreeLinkDirectory.com now. Enjoy quality links sorted in categories like arts, games, health, shopping, sports, travel, and many more on ThreeLinkDirectory.com. That's ThreeLinkDirectory.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. So today we are talking about a fear of intimacy and asking the question, are you scared of love? Well, what is the very last sign? Last but not least, and believe me, there are many things you could look for, but I thought I'd give you just a handful. And the last one is that you have strong opinions. Now, many times people like to just give the phrase of, you know, I know what I like and I speak my mind. Yeah, sometimes people speak their minds in order to push people away. Your strong opinion may, in fact, just be a defense mechanism. And if that's the case, then I hate to break it to you, but you may have a fear of intimacy. You don't want to let anyone in because relationship of years past, or maybe you don't even understand why you're pushing people away. It could be something that happened to you as a young child. Well, the best advice that I can give to you, listener, is this: seek counsel. That's right. Go ahead and find a therapist. More and more people are realizing that with a therapist, they are able to break down the walls that have been keeping them from becoming their most. Go ahead and again, seek some professional assistance so that you can live your most balanced life. Well, thank you again for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. You can find me online. You can Google my name or simply visit drangelachester.com. That's drangelachester.com. If you happen to be in the state of California and you're looking for a therapist, we are accepting new e-counseling clients, meaning we do this over the phone. That's right. If you don't mind going over the phone, using the phone for those in-between moments when you're not able to get in for a face-to-face visit, give me a call. The number is 562-209-2. again is 562-209-2083. And as always, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you and you receive his grace and mercy. Until next time, bye-bye.